www.thebeatsmusic.com.
Seven past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's wandering over towards the mic. Until then, we'll head over to DougSteffan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and see what the poll of the day is with our manager of the website and social networking, Clay Cohut. Clay, what is today's poll?
I'm also very attractive, Rich. On the heels of the lunar eclipse,
depends on
do
who
you
you're
think
asking.
Any celestial events have meaning? And the answers are A, yes, celestial events are the only way I know of to evaluate my life and make choices. B, I think celestial events are beautiful but hold no real significance. C, I'm too busy playing video games to care about anything natural. Or D, I say I believe in celestial events, but only because it serves as a convenient reason to tear off my shirt and howl.
Which would be Roberta's answer. All right, we have the Boomer Broads joining us today, Janet Prinsky and Anne-Marie
Wagner. Despite what he calls me, it's Eigner.
He changes your name every single week.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Because apparently you have, what, six last names?
Yes, I have aliases, yes.
All the times you've been married? All the times you've been married? Yes.
Yeah. All right, so
he knew me from my professional name, which was my married name, which I changed maybe 8 or 10 years ago.
Zoe.
Well, so, takes him a while.
You use your married name as your professional name?
No, I did. Yeah.
Ah, bad move.
How long does it take you to get used to a new
move.
Name? How long does it, Anne-Marie, how long does it take you to get used to a bad name? I've always wondered about this. My wife, she seemed to transition pretty well. Didn't really like it at first, but then got used to it.
To going back to your maiden name or to getting used to the married name?
Getting used to the married name your first time, I guess.
I don't remember that took very long. It was harder actually getting used to going back to my maiden name because everybody knew me and I'd been here for 20 years already and I was on the air.
Well, me, Anne-Marie Rowan, that's just like butter falling off my tongue.
I got a real problem with women changing their name. I didn't change my name when we first got married. I've been married for 32 years. And I remember at the time, even my mother gave me a lot of flack about it. And but like several years later, she says, "You know what? I'm glad you didn't change
your
name."
It's giving in to the power of the man, Roberta.
That's right.
What is the point of it? It makes no sense.
My daughter didn't change her name.
She did.
And she made a big thing out of it. Not to me. She said, "Dad, I'm not changing my name. My name is my name."
Yeah, I said to my husband, he said, "Well, what are we going to do about names?" And when we were engaged, I said, "Well, we can hyphenate our names, and we can both become the same name by hyphenation." He said, "Well, I'm not changing my name." I said, "Well, that solves it. I'm not changing my name either."
A friend of mine,
and thus the bliss of their marriage for 30 years began.
How long ago was that? Because you were ahead of your time.
32 years.
Yeah, that was, people weren't doing
and,
it.
And you know
what?
We had such a problem with the IRS because there was no place on the income tax forms to put the two names, and they kept kicking back our income tax, saying that this person doesn't match the Social Security number. And I kept saying, "Well, yeah, because that person doesn't exist." Because they kept putting
me
with my husband's
name. Do they
know
whether the IRS has caught up? Do they?
Yes. In fact, they caught up about 25 years ago. There's places to put two names.
What a surprise!
My friend Barbara, her husband took her last name.
Oh, really?
Rich.
Yeah.
My friend Barbara's husband took her last name.
Yes,
so it was,
that too.
Why but it was a more interesting last name? Or
I think
she's more dominant than... we hear all these teases all the time. Like, for example, Tom could be referred to as Mr. Fasanelli.
Well, people do refer him to that.
Yeah.
And interestingly, on my children's birth certificates and on their passports, and this is a very important thing to remember if you're keeping your maiden name, is make sure your child's legal middle name is your maiden name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had to go to court and do all of that.
Because I was stopped in Zurich Airport with my oldest child when she was 9, and they would not let us leave Switzerland because on her passport, her last name and my last name were different. Yeah. And it wasn't until I pointed out, I said, look at her middle name.
Uh-huh.
Her middle
there are probably
name
worse problems
and my
to have
middle
than
name
not being able to leave Switzerland.
Right. And also, bring your child's birth certificate and a letter from the father if you are traveling alone with the child and their last name is different from yours.
Yeah. See, but look at all the trouble you made for yourself.
Well, it wasn't trouble. Once I realized that you have to have this, but if your child's middle name is the same as your last name on their passport.
What's this, Doug? So why didn't you just take your husband's name and just forget all
no
of his troubles?
Look no at all why really absolutely not.
Cast
because
your
Roberta,
troubles.
Because, that's your role as a
cast
woman.
Cast your worries. Cast your fate.
Good
line.
Good one.
All right, absolutely coming up in a moment, the Boomer Broads and the rest of the broads and the guys who are here as well will discuss the best and worst of this past year in a rather fleeting fashion because, as you all know, the obligatory way to end the year
fleeting
is to look at things that were good and things that were bad. And, of course, there's nothing about this that is objective at all. It is extraordinarily subjective. So your list may differ from my list, and that's where the fun begins because we can argue about what the best and worst are of this past year and therefore have a colorful conversation, which is around the corner.
Colorful.
Good day. 13 after the hour.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
All right, so where should we begin the argument?
What argument?
Wherever you want.
No, you can't. This is going to be a brawl. There's not an argument here. There's a brawl.
All right,
brawl
got
with
it.
The broads.
The broads are here. Go ahead. We have a brawl, broad ball.
Start with glee. Go ahead. Start.
Broad ball? Broad brawl. There.
Broad brawl.
Well, you have suggested that Glee was the best television show of 2010. Well, on who's where'd you come from? This is you saying this, right? This isn't like
everybody. It's her opinion, and we can't debate it because you and I have never watched it.
It's fine, but I would
watch
it.
It might be the best comedy or musical.
No.
I don't know if it is the best all
television
over.
Show is The Good Wife.
How do you know though? You've never seen Glee.
That's a very good.
I did see Glee last week.
I vote for Dexter. Dexter.
I've never seen
and you've never seen
it. Oh, you haven't seen Dexter?
Oh, no.
Good.
But Boomer Broads, don't you think that there's a little too much singing in Glee?
A little too much?
I'm serious. It sounds outrageous.
Like there's too much blood and true blood. There's too many zombies and walking
Glee,
dead.
But then I used to watch all the scenes, but then they sing and dance like every 5 minutes.
So they're a Glee club.
All right, here's what I would agree with you on.
Keep singing for the stage,
Among the best movies of the year was The Social Network. However, that has all the politically correct buzz to it so that it probably wins the Oscar and it wins the SAG Award and wins the People's Choice Award. And so, but it still was.
Have you seen The Fighter yet?
I won't go see a movie like that.
I haven't seen it, but I just didn't. I
do like Wahlberg, though.
It's supposed to be good. Yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
What about Black Swan? Who's seen Black Swan?
Oh, I'm dying to see that.
I've seen it.
It's supposed to be
unbelievable.
What's the story about, what's the black story with Black Swan?
Has nobody else seen it?
With the girls.
Really? It's a psychological thriller. This is not a girly movie, a ballet movie.
Who's in it?
This is a
Natalie Portman.
Oh, and Mila Kunis.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie.
Disturbing, would you say?
It follows the plot line of the Black. Do you know what the plot line of the Black Swan, the dance is, Doug?
Yes.
I beat the proficient dancer.
It basically follows that plot line. It's up with this girl who always wants to be perfect and always wants to be the swan. She's got a really tough mother, and it's basically about her driving herself insane trying to become that Black Swan.
Trying to become that. But as you're, very good overview. But as you're watching the movie, you're not sure, and this is what makes it a thriller, what's reality and what's not.
All right, let's move on to rumors. The best rumor of the year is that Taylor Swift is having a lesbian affair with Chelsea Clinton.
I would say that's a pretty good one,
You haven't heard that one?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Where did that come from?
That's all in all of the tabloids. Oh, you didn't hear that?
Goodness.
All of the tabloids.
No, come on.
Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. It's Chelsea Clinton and Chelsea Handler having the lesbian That's what it was.
No, Chelsea Handler and 50 Cent was enough. That didn't even have to be a rumor. That
lasted about 5 minutes, though, didn't it?
How about I give you the top five, at least on our list, the top five worst stories of the year.
Worst stories. Okay, let's get to the heart and soul of it. Yeah.
So one of them is the KFC Double Down.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James.
That's the best example of hubris.
The two-year-old smoker.
Yeah.
Gay bullying in general.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin, just in general. Sorry. Just in general.
No, you're
okay,
not.
Okay, all right, I correct that. Sarah Palin and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. All right, now I'm looking at a list that has raw milk on it, so I'm obviously attracted to that. Where did that come from?
That's in the middle. That's sort of
category are we talking about? Is this a big story, badly handled story? What is this story?
You mean on the line?
Yeah.
The way our producers put it? Yeah, a badly handled story.
Yes.
A story that didn't quite get the kind of coverage that it should have.
Right.
Or a story, in the case of the next one on the list, Snooki.
Got too much coverage. More than it deserved.
And the situation goes with that as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh,
anything Jersey Shore.
Right. Okay.
Falls within the just below the line, in my opinion.
Could go either way. WikiLeaks. I mean, I guess it depends on where you're coming from.
I don't know what WikiLeaks was, well covered or poorly covered. Is that what you're suggesting? These are the poorest covered stories?
Or,
no, it's a great. To me, that was a great story of 2010.
It is a good
story. A fantastic story.
Yeah. Well, mostly because it points out how
it'll probably be a great story in 2011 too.
It points out how badly the news media really does. And how much we are being kept in the dark by the government that's supposed to serve us. That's what it really does. As far as I'm concerned, that's what it means.
There were a lot of career deterioration stories in 2010. You had Tiger, of course. You had Mel Gibson.
You also have
Charlie Sheen, whose career just won't deteriorate for some godforsaken reason.
But you have Mel Gibson on your list, and just about every list he's on that list.
Yeah, we can't get away from Mel. He's so disturbing.
But, you know, there were some great comebacks, and this Time magazine covers some of them. Conan O'Brien's comeback, General Motors' comeback, which I think is amazing.
Yeah,
and then there's General Conan who's coming back.
Yeah, General.
Coco.
That's
Team Coco.
Betty White.
God bless her. She's not making a comeback. She's just sticking around.
Michael Vick, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Jerry Brown, who would have thought?
Who wants to think about him?
I know. But it's still a great comeback story.
Wait a minute. Nobody's talked about Lindsay Lohan yet and what a low life she is. What list is she on?
No, I did. She's on the worst.
She's on the worst stuff. She's on our worst list.
She goes with the Sarah Palin.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're not in the same league, though. Sarah Palin is pretty universal. About Lindsay Lohan, it's not universal about Sarah Palin.
No, that's true, but that was my opinion.
We're traveling in your circle of friends.
We're back to my circle, right. Back to my circle.
All right. So
have a great holiday, everybody. We're not here next week, so
have a great holiday. Happy holidays.
Yeah, and a great new year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody that celebrates it. And if you don't, why don't you? Celebrate with everybody. Everybody should celebrate everybody's holiday. What the heck's the matter with that? 21 after the hour, and good day.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Council.
Gilda's birthday.
Dressed in black, she's a hungry child.
A hot child.
Man, do I remember this.
No one knows who she is, but what her name is. I don't know where she came from, but what her game is.
I like this. What year was this? This had to be way before you were going to play.
Listen to the kid pipe up. I like this. You'll speak when you're spoken to, and not until. Nick Gilder's birthday.
Let's see this.
The kid's got a little big for Richard there. So young, Richie. Michael Tilson Thomas's birthday is today. Led the London Symphony Orchestra and the L.A. Philharmonic for quite a long time. No relation. There's no connection between that kind of music and the pop music from Nick Gilder, who's 59 today.
Wow, that's a slap in the face.
59 years old. Joe Paterno, the football coach from Penn State.
Yeah.
Didn't he coach the Patriots for a while?
No.
Who was that? Another Italian.
I don't know who you're referring to.
Come on, Richie. Don't give me that.
Don't know who you're referring to.
Yes, you do. Somebody call 800-510-8255. You sure it wasn't Joe Paterno?
He did not do the Patriots, no.
Somebody's an Italian.
Joe Paterno has been at
Penn
State for 30-some years.
All right, what's the name of the... Find out who the coach was before this.
The song was 1978, by the way.
Clay, when were you born? Find out who the coach was.
I was born in 1990.
Okay.
Wow.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Man, talk about a slap in the face.
Let's go back a little bit to the birthday of Harvey Firestone. This date, 1868. Clay, why would we be concerned about the birthday of Harvey Firestone?
He wasn't a president.
No, he wasn't.
Did he create? I don't know.
Clay.
He collaborated with one of America's premier industrialists, and therefore created a company that became known as
Firestone.
Firestone what?
Tires.
Right.
1900,
awesome.
Firestone formed a company to manufacture tires for horse-drawn vehicles. And he had the chance to meet Henry Ford, and that's what put Firestone Tire and Rubber Company on the top of the heap. 1924, he has his own rubber plantations in Liberia. How about that, Richie? Pretty cool, huh?
That is very cool.
All right, let's see here. Freddie Hart's birthday is today. My God, this guy's 84 years old. Born in the state 1926. This was a big song for him. I did the Hometown Jamboree for a long time. He said, quote, "I try to put down in my songs what every man wants to say and what every woman wants to hear."
Those could be some pretty nasty songs,
Roberta.
Maybe.
Brett Scallions, 39, from the group Fuel.
Yeah, I know.
What a waste of time.
Nah, good little
nobody knows who these guys are. Nobody knows.
Nobody your age knows who they are.
Phil Donahue's birthday is today. Phil Donahue's 75 today.
Right. Yeah, but you know who Phil Donahue is, don't you?
I do. Clay doesn't.
Right.
Right. We can always. That's always the punchline. Yeah. I do. Clay doesn't.
So Clay knows who Fuel is, but you know who Phil Donahue is.
I do, as a matter of fact. And I also know who Jane Fonda is. Does he have a clue who she is?
Oh, I've heard that name, though. I thought it was a guy.
He probably
Samuel L. Jackson's birthday is today.
The guy in every movie in the world?
Never seen a movie script you didn't like. Jeffrey Katzenberg, who is one of the three SKGers in DreamWorks, made a lot of money. Jane Kaczmarek's birthday is today.
Really. No, we like her.
And Ray Romano as well. Plus Kiefer Sutherland turns 44 today. It's 50 and 28 out.
Women should plan ahead. So we have launched a campaign which we are calling Decide, Create, Share.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP polled women and
40% of respondents did not know that long-term care means more than just a nursing home. This is a women's issue because women are living longer than men.
Eleanor Ginsler heads up Livable Communities at AARP.
Long-term care planning really means plan for yourself in the later years of your life when you need some assistance.
Answer these questions.
What's my own personal medical history? What is the medical history of people around me, close relatives, so that I can have a sense of what might be awaiting me in future years?
More details on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Doesn't have to end at 10 a.m. Go to DougStephan.com and sign up for the Doug Club.
You'll gain instant access to exclusive behind-the-scenes footage, hilarious outtakes, and the gang's personal video blogs.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
After the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for December 21st, this is the day. This is when things change. Thanks to the full moon lunar eclipse, which has taken place. The various schools of thought on what impact the lunar eclipse was all by itself. It didn't happen with anybody else. The best images of it are at gooddayshow.com today, and our poll focuses on it as well, so perhaps you would give us the benefit of your thinking when it comes to the way you interpret all of this stuff. There is a school of shamanism, some people pronounce it. I've always said shamanism. Do you know what that is, Roberta?
Shamans, S-H-A-M. They're like witch doctors, aren't they?
Well, it's kind of a crude way.
Well, yeah.
They're like witch doctors. Yeah. Remember that old song? I was a one-eyed, one-horse, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horse. And that was released at the same time the witch doctor was released. They were both on the top 10 list at the same time. My dad, the witch doctor. But Rich, I bet you if you go back into your annals there, you will find both the pink purple people eater.
Oh, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight, it seems so strange. As they blowed a course of home on a rain, they were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went a...
That was the purple people eater meets the witch doctor. which came out after those.
I forgot about excuse me. I forgot about that. That's right. So you don't need to have both of them. You have them both together.
That's right.
That's kind of like Godzilla meets the, what's the... The,
Godzilla meets
the big Mothra.
Yeah, but what's the other thing that the thing that was
Godzilla versus King Kong?
No, the what was the name of this? They had a series of movies that were about something really horrible and began with an A. That awfully got out of my mic that everyone has seen.
Let me see. Yeah, I do remember it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too.
And what did
it quicker than you, Rich?
Was in it.
Godzilla.
Oh, no.
Aliens versus Predator. Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the modern day pink purple people eater meets the one-eyed monster, whatever it is. All right, so why are we having this conversation? It reminded me when Roberta put...
Because Roberta said which
shamanism. Doctor? Right. Actually, a lot of people have great experiences with shamanism. It can be... Some people think it's a real old-time religion, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that old-time religion. Modern churches don't like anything that has anything to do with this sort of thing because they want to keep you afraid. Shamanism focused on ecstasy, on uplifting, on heights of great experience feelings. And I think today...
Is it shaman?
Some people pronounce it shaman.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Shaman, shaman. Either way, I think.
Communication with the spiritual world. A practitioner of shamanism is known as a shaman. That's why it's all
there you go. Very good.
Oh, no, it does say shaman. It says S-H-A-Y.
Yeah.
So you know the saying, you say tomato, I say tomato?
Yeah.
Is it actually okay to say tomato?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And it's also to...
If you're in England, you can.
Say, let's call the whole thing off.
They treat ailments and illnesses tomatoes. By mending the soul.
Yes.
Alleviating traumas affecting the soul and the spirit restores the physical
body. So now
body.
You understand the connection, Richie, and why I brought it up. The connection...
Restores balance and wholeness.
Right. It's been the practitioners of the old age of wisdom and medicine and that sort of thing give great power to times like this. That is, when there is... A full moon, when there is a new moon, when there is a lunar eclipse, when there are things that are happening that are connected to the planets, all of this is powerful medicine. And that this comes at the end of the year as we herald, in fact, the beginning of the new year in less than 2 weeks, the end of Mercury being in retrograde, the lunar eclipse, the essence of new, and I talked about this earlier, it's the fullest plate of new beginnings. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, people have asked me over and over again in the last few months why it is that I feel that 2011 is going to be such a good year. Part of it is what's going on now, what's being put together, what's working in all spheres, relationships, business, health-wise, and it's all about sort of a reawakening. And it isn't just for Americans. I think it's just people... on the planet, there we've been pushed to a certain point, and I know this sounds convenient because it's one of my favorite themes, but I think we have been pushed, and we keep getting pushed. And as self-serving and silly as it sounds, the whole fight about food, freedom, choice, that sort of thing, which you've heard me talk about, now all of a sudden, apparently, and I don't say this to stick my chest out and say, Doug, you're such a smart cookie, but over and over and over again this happens. I'll get on to something months before anybody else gets on it, because I see these things coming together. And now, apparently, what I have said over the past year and a half or more about the food safety bill, people are realizing that what I've been asking or what I've been saying is, in fact, true. CNN is running a story today about the Food Safety Act. And is it all that it seems to be? Duh. Now, after the fact, this is what I say about the news media.
I'm blacked out for a second. How did we get from shamanism to the Food Safety Act on CNN?
You see, Richard, that's why you have to stay awake and alive.
Thank you.
Paying attention to what's going on, otherwise you'll lose.
I just got up off the floor and I forgot where we're at.
I'm moving the old way of thinking, which is, in many respects, as far as I'm concerned, the best way of thinking, The new age has brought us medicine that doesn't work, government that doesn't work, most people's lives don't work. So what do we have? We all are happy to tell everyone that, oh, we're in the modern age. Well, what's the modern age gotten us except into a big problem?
iPads.
Okay. So the iPads maybe are a way of helping ourselves out. But for the most part, what we have going for us now isn't
but I see where you're going.
Perhaps the best of all possible worlds. Let's put it that way.
My iPhone is probably one of the most distracting things that there is on the face of the
planet. Right. We're all distracted by things that are not much consequence.
But I can use it to get health news through an app.
Yeah, fine. That's fine. I mean, there are a lot of tools that are good that can be used to bring a refocus around to what's really important.
The basics.
Family, love, health, happiness, lack of worry, if you will. All of the things that have troubled us for the past 10 years, and here it is again in front of us today and this week. Not Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. No. Look out, because the damn terrorists are going to make sure that they put arsenic in your salad. That's what Merry Christmas is about from their perspective this year. All about, look out, they're going to get you. I saw this Jerkelberger, Eric Holt. Is that his name, the Attorney General?
Mm-hmm. Eric Holder.
Holder, go on the air and say, you know what, you don't really have to be worried this Christmas, because we're your government and we're here to make sure you're safe. So we'll have extra people out and we'll be doing, there's more vigilance, and we're going to get these guys, and no matter what happens and no matter what it takes,
but
we're going to get them.
Can you imagine what would happen, though, if they said that and then they accidentally let one slip through? There'd be panic.
It's not necessarily they let one slip
through. Well, on accident, and one
slip through. There's no such, well, I mean, it's not beyond. If you go back to that book that I told you to put up on the Good Day Show website today, if you go back to that book, the book for the benefit of those of you who may not have heard this conversation, please check it out, The World That Never Was, A True Story of Dreamers, Schemers, Anarchists, and Secret Agents. It puts together what happened 100 years ago. Roberta, were you part of this conversation earlier?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I want you to check this book out, because what it does is connect the dots between what happened 100 years ago, when there was plenty of anarchy, the same as there is now. It came from different sources, came from much more intellectually triggered sources than does the terrorist movement of today. There's nothing intellectual about the terrorist movement. It's a bunch of thugs, some smart people at the top, but basically a bunch of unhappy, unpleasant people, thugs, who are trying to get everybody to believe the way that they did. The anarchists were not cut of that cloth. They were cut out of a school of political and governmental agents who worked sometimes together to create circumstances that made their lots in life better, i.e., they created problems that they were solving. You get the drift? You create a problem, and then you create in your own world a way to fix it so you have maximum security in your job. I'm a terrorist investigator, so let's make sure we have more terrorism so that I can investigate more terrorism.
Right.
And it's a vicious circle that is promulgated by our fear. We're not going to go. I mean,
all
you go
in cahoots with the military-industrial complex. Mm,
exactly.
We need to create a war so that we can build more weapons teams sell.
Round and round and round it goes. And we're sitting here foolishly accepting all of this stuff, meanwhile letting them ruin our Christmas season. If we let them ruin our Christmas season, what Richie and I say is, you give them the American salute. That's for the news media. Want me to do it again? With
it again.
Feeling? There it is, to the news media. Those of you who are watching.
Do it again, Doug.
There it is. One more time.
Yeah.
With feeling. You want me to use my fingers? Pick a finger. That's what I say about the homeland security and all this false sense of security. And yet you'll fall. If something happens or they catch somebody, it'll be amazing. Because at the last minute, they'll catch somebody. Like this poor, stupid schlub in Portland who really just fell into the trap. How many times do we have those things?
You know what?
To go on.
I want them to investigate anything and everything and follow
it
through.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when they have the kid in Portland that was going to bomb something, and they see him make a post on a website, he wants to bomb something.
Right.
Okay, kid, here's a bomb. Now go bomb something. Okay, cool. And now we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
What do you mean my bomb doesn't work?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's what, see, that's the whole thing. It's people creating a way to keep themselves working, so that we can give them their gold watches. at the end of their 35 or whatever years where they get their greasy government pension, which keeps them fat and happy for another 35 years.
And how do you really feel, Doug?
I'm so sick of this, Roberta. I am sick, sick, sick of it.
Yep.
And people who don't think this stuff through, why am I, and I'm, by the way, I'm an outcast because I don't fit into the mold of all the rest of the people who do conversation programs like this. Most of the time we're having a good time. Every once in a while you got to slap yourself and wake up to the fact that you're getting had.
Mm-hmm.
And you are getting had. The taxes in my town went up 10% this year.
Yikes.
How do you justify that? The school department wants more money for its teachers, and they don't have to do the same kind of collective bargaining, so they gave them an 8% raise when everybody else got no raises and people got fired. That kind of stuff. How's that right? That's not right with the world. Anyway, all kinds. You can tie all of this stuff together in a knot. And basically, not that you should have a headache when you're all done, or not that we want you to have a headache, but be aware of what the realities are. 800-510-8255. Risa is in Roseburg, Oregon. Hello, Risa.
Good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I just wanted to say, after listening to you go on,
yes.
God bless us, everyone.
I agree with you 100%. And let's not pay attention to the people that would have us distracted from having a good time. And that's really what my message is here. Don't let them get you. Figure out your own place and have a good time and enjoy your loved ones. And don't let yourself be distracted by the headlines. And the headlines are about the terrorists and salad and, man, can't they be a little more creative?
Really?
I'm just thinking of going...
Don't ruin my salad bar, dude.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of going to a restaurant in New York in Roberta's neighborhood where there are all these little restaurants up and down the street, and you stop in and you have a quick little... I have salmon and spinach. I love that salad.
Mm.
So I'm going to have a spinach
raw,
and...
Raw spinach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a raw spinach and salmon salad, and I'm going to worry about whether some guy behind the counter, where he comes from, slipped him some arsenic to put in my Ken's Italian dressing.
It's in the salad bar, so they would just like be a patron
walking
to the
along.
Salad bar, and they would
right.
put it in the salad dressing or on the lettuce or something like that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine there now
yeah.
being security guards at the salad bar at the Ponderosa or something like
yeah,
that?
That's it. Perfect.
Excuse me, sir, what are you doing with that lettuce? They have to make up and do eight.
Is that
a salad
is
bar?
Is that a piece of spinach in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? It's 12 before the hour. Good day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex. Do not forget the Pajamagram. There are 100 styles from which you may choose the cozy stuff, the soft stuff, the comfy stuff. You've all liked, when you were a child, you loved your pajamas. I did. So make them adult style. You can request any of 100 styles from Pajamagram.com, or you can call them 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757. Now's the time to act. You got 24 hours to get your order in order for them to be delivered to your lady by Christmas Eve. Only available from Pajamagram.com, 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757. Wait a minute, this is the right number, Doug. 448-3757, tell them Doug Steffen sent you to buy these PJs.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's almost that time again, the holiday travel period. Time to hit the road. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The end of the year holiday travel period this year is defined as that 11-day stretch between this Thursday, December 23rd, to the day after New Year's, Sunday, January 2nd. And during that period, many of us will be heading somewhere.
We are projecting that 92.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home during the year and holidays, and that's an increase of about 3.1% compared to a year ago.
That's Troy Green, national spokesman for the AAA. Let's break those numbers down. Of the 92.3 million of us traveling 50 miles or more during this holiday period, 93% will do it this way. By car. And if you're driving, you're also paying right through the nozzle.
We're talking about the price of gasoline today, $2.98 a gallon, and that's about 40 cents more than a year ago.
In fact, these prices at the pump are the highest ever for this time of year. As for air travel, we have bigger numbers on that front as well. 2.75 million air travelers for this upcoming holiday period. That's an increase of about 3% over last year. And what do you know? Some airfares for the holiday travel period have actually come down. Why is that?
You are seeing more seats available for passengers, and as a result, the prices have come down with that additional supply available.
Of course, it goes without saying, but we'll say it anyway. Whatever mode of transportation you plan to use for the holidays, get there safely and pack some patience. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Resorts in the West, particularly California, keep picking up new snow to the tune of several feet. In the East, the cold snowmaking continues and it benefits us all. Just ask Chuck, who was at Okemo in Vermont.
Okemos five peaks span over 3 miles from Jackson Gore to the South Face, and I skied all the favorite cruises on every peak, and I can say that all my 14 well-groomed leg-burning runs looked and felt terrific. I'm Chuck Devine at Okemo.
Nearby Killington in Vermont, they're ready to ride now up to 50 runs, while Jay Peak picked up fresh snow this week. They almost 50 trails as well. At Waterville Valley in New Hampshire, a couple of dozen runs with good packed powder snow. In the west, where Keystone, Colorado continues to ride the good powder, packed powder snow. Almost 3,000 acres open at Keystone. Copper Mountain riding at 128 runs thanks to fresh snow yesterday. Winter Park the same at 129 runs with 3 inches of new snow. Telluride, Colorado, with about 40 runs open and fresh 3 inches of new snow. BoardSnowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow off 14 points, closing at 11,478. NASDAQ up 7, S&P with a 3-point gain. Crude oil up 79 cents a barrel to $88.81. Winter officially arrives later today, 6:38 p.m. Eastern Time, with more bad weather expected across many parts of the country. A fierce storm system still producing torrential rains, flooding, and heavy snowfall in the higher elevations of California. No relief there expected until late Wednesday. Meanwhile, across the pond, many travelers still stranded in Europe after a heavy weekend blizzard there grounded many flights. Jim Rohn is trying to get his mother on a flight from Scotland to Dulles in Washington, D.C. So far, no luck.
I can't get online. The website doesn't work. They're not answering the phone. So I came here last night at 11:30 last night. It's crazy, just for a little bit of snow.
Yes, just a little bit of snow, as he says, can create a whole lot of problems. Hey, did you do some of this yesterday? Sound of mailing holiday cards. Of course, you have to do them one at a time, make sure they all go down. Yesterday was the biggest mailing day of the year. The Postal Service said they expected to handle 801 million postmarked cards, letters, and millions of packages on the final Monday before Christmas. Today is the deadline to send items by priority mail to ensure it arrives before Christmas. Couple of in-case-you-missed-it items. First of all, the moon took on an eerie reddish glow overnight last night. Why? A full lunar eclipse. That's why. Astronomer Jim Todd in Oregon explains that reddish glow.
Sunlight, as it goes through the Earth's atmosphere, it gets refracted, and red is the long end of the wavelength, and so that's why we see the redness on the surface of the moon.
The peak of that full lunar eclipse occurred at around 2:40 in the morning Eastern Time. Sorry, slept right through it, but I did dream about it. And in case you missed it, Lady Gaga will perform tonight in Paris, a concert that was originally scheduled for this past weekend, but canceled because of the horrendous wintry weather there. In fact, I believe Gaga announced the change of plans this way.
Gaga, cancel concert, bad storm, oh la la, ice and snow, oh mama, don't like this blizzard.
Gotta love that Gaga. I'm David Weiss, that's the news that matters.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Whoa.
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe it!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.